I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Attending a Rolling Stones concert has long been on my bucket list, and it finally happened, thanks to their 2015 stadium tour appearance in Atlanta, Georgia. And today, you're going with me there. After arriving at the nearest subway station, we approached the Bobby Dodd Stadium by foot. It was early, very early. Summer showers had cleared the air, providing a respite from the Atlanta summer heat. A steady stream of fellow early birds quickly walked with us, as if the music were about to begin. The Alabama blues band St. John and the Broken Bones wouldn't launch the show until 8, with the Rolling Stones due sometime after 9. It was only 6:15. Along the way, a single fervent believer read the Bible aloud as we passed. Another handed out flyers asking if we were saved. Probably an appropriate question of this crowd of pastime rock and rollers. Scalpers held hands high, flashing coveted tickets. An occasional one questioned if we had tickets to sell. Directly ahead, a grandfather-granddaughter combo clearly shared knock-knee jeans. It was the first hint of the generational effect of the Rolling Stones and blend of the crowd. Flip-flops joined Birkenstocks headed to the stadium. Occasional penny loafers walked in with spike heels alongside. Gray hair dominated. Mick Jagger, in 2015, is 72 years old. Keith Richards, 71. Rolling Stones band, 53. Literally, a working lifetime of performing. When they debuted on July 12, 1962, John Kennedy was president. 8 presidents have served as they played on. The civil rights movement was in full swing then, resulting in a black president today who has sung along with Mick at the White House. Birth control pills were about to give much-needed power to women as the band's swagger and claim of no satisfaction played to changing sexual mores. Their unapologetic use of drugs helped launch the now rapid move to legalize marijuana. They are a half century older, but still play to the nostalgia of boomers and attract millennials whose first memories were of their songs. Inside, fans arrived from around the world. A British woman had traveled from the Emirates to catch her 26th Stones concert beginning in 1973. T-shirts from earlier tours were worn proudly. In front of us, a young man wore a shirt from the 2014 Tour on Fire, which included stops in Israel, Norway, and Spain. My favorite shirts were those of a couple that demanded Keith Richards for president. Seated next to me were two who already had tickets to the next concert in Orlando, Florida. They had even splurged for the second event, paying $1,750 per ticket to sit on the floor level. The talk was of this and other performances. We were asked what other bands we had seen and had to reach far back to college days to answer. My husband earned street cred with his Janis Joplin concert at UT. I got a nod of approval for the Jefferson Airplane in San Antonio. We were with serious music lovers who traveled long ways and paid big bucks to relive earlier days. Crowds continued to flow in until the sold-out stadium filled. I had just commented on the lack of smoking around us when the lights went out. For one brief moment, all was quiet. And then Keith Richards' lone guitar could be heard prophesying the coming of Start Me Up. The audience arose with a shout. Smoke of all kind went up. Three huge jumbotrons flashed on. And Mick, Keith, Charlie Watts, and Ron Wood roared to life. Most fans never sat down again. Surprisingly, the songs I danced to at the Plainview YMCA 50 years ago are still on the playlist. With the exception of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, members of the band have come and gone, but the music remains constant. Judging by the remarkable energy of Mick and smiles of Keith, they still love to perform. Richard stopped dyeing his hair in 2008 and proudly wears his long gray curls. Even with his dyed hair, I was sure Jagger's age would show itself somehow. But his strong voice, large strides across the stage, skips down the platform, and jumps to the beat mask his years. Only the creviced face revealed the toll of a long life. They played over 2 hours without a break. Mick had funny local comments. He introduced all in the band. He remembered their previous performances in Atlanta, claiming we were the best audience on the tour. And he made sure the crowd sang, clapped, and danced along to Gimme Shelter, Honky Tonk Women, Satisfaction, and many more. It was easy for us to join in with the strong beats, familiar lyrics, and constant refrains. Over the last 53 years, the Stones have played concerts in dozens of countries and sung from their fixed repertoire thousands of times. Their lives have had a fair share of tragedy with notable public disagreements, but they have survived. They still project a bad boy image that's been copied by youth 50 years their junior, while delivering philosophical and driving songs. It was simply impressive. The best. Contrary to the song, we didn't have to try real hard, and we got what we needed.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com.